Vaitrozak the Mishnah, Mesechtes Pesachim, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Ches. Shisha Dvarim, six things, Asu Anshe Yerichai. Six things the Anshe Yerichai used to do, the people from Yerichai. All of them may have been considered somewhat controversial, but Al Shloisha, on three of them, Michu Biyadam. Chazal said, no, you can't do it. The Al Shloisha, on three of the six, Loi Michu Biyadam. They didn't give them Musa forth, they didn't stop them. The Elohim Shalei Michu Biyadam. Here are the three things that Chazal did not protest against. First, Markivin Dekalim Kol Hayon. The word Markivin means to graft. Did you ever see a sign when your father took you to buy an Esrig that said Bilti Morkev or Becheskas Bilti Merkavim? You want to make sure that the Esrig is not a Morkev, meaning they didn't make this Esrig nice by grafting it together with a lemon. Now, in this case, they were really grafting palms. They were grafting one palm with another palm. Wait, if they're both palm trees, so what do you mean you're grafting them? Well, the answer is some types of palm trees used to bear fruit, others didn't. So what they would do is they would graft the branches together. Normally, you're not allowed to mix two fruits together. But being that they're both palms, it was mutter. And they used to do this kol hayom, the entire Erev Pesach. Now, the season to be able to do this grafting, mixing the different types of palm trees together, is a very limited one. You can only do it during certain times of the year. And it comes in the month of Nisan. So the Tosfos Yom Tov says that's why perhaps Chazal were somewhat makel with them. They didn't like the idea, but they knew that they were under a lot of pressure. The other thing they did was that v'karchin es shema. Literally, the word karch means to wrap. What does karech by the Seder mean? You make a sandwich of the matzah and the maror. Karachim are big cities where everything is kind of sandwiched together. Karichais b'rishos harabim, you may have learned the Mishnah. But what does this mean? V'karchin eshema, to wrap the Shema? The Batanura says in the first pshat that they did not say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusa li'olam v'ad by Shema. They went straight from Echad to V'yahavta. In the second pshat, the Batanura says, you're supposed to be mafsik a little bit between Echad and Ahavta. You have to be marich be'echad. By the Aleph, you're supposed to think there's one Rabbeinu Shalom. By the Ches, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king over the seven heavens in this world. By the Dalet, over the four corners of this world in all different directions. You have to be mafsik between Malchus Shemayim and other things. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is we believe there's one Rabbeinu Shalom in this world all over. Has to be a little bit of a hafsek between that and the next phase of Kriya Shema, which is explaining our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu via Haftas Hashem Alekecha. And that's what it means, Karchen Hashema. They kind of sandwich the Echad and the via Hafta without the proper Kavana and thought and space. After Zakta Mishnah, the third thing that they did that Chazal were not Moicha on was that V'Kaitzrin, they cut V'Gaitzin and stacked Lifnei Ha'omer before the Karban Omer was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Karban Omer was brought on the second day of Pesach. You weren't allowed to eat from the new Tfuah. That means the Tfuah that took root after Pesach, the year before, until they brought the Karban Omer. Chazal said, we don't even want you to pile or stack the new Tfuah. As a Gzeira, you may forget and come to eat from the grain while you're working with it. Well, the people of Yerichai, they stacked it anyway. They cut and stacked it. But Chazal didn't stop them. L'maisa, they weren't being over any Isser the Yeraisa, as long as they weren't eating it. So in all these three cases, the grafting of the palms, the sandwiching of Shema, and the cutting and stacking before the Omer, Chazal may have not been happy, but v'loi michu biyadam. They didn't stop them. V'elu shemichu biyadam. But here is where Chazal said, no, this can't go on. The first, matirin, they were matir, gamzias shel hegdash. Normally, if someone takes something that is hegdish and he uses it for himself, he's over the aveira of mi'ila, he's moil behegdish. And you have to bring a special carbon, and there's a special knas to pay, a chaimish. Now, the people of Yerichai, they said, and indeed this is true, mi'ila is only negaya to things that is hegdish itself. But if you take something that is hegdish and plant it, the branch that grows from that, you're not over Mi'il if you use that. And this is what Chazal were very upset about them. And they told him you have to stop. There may not be a carbon Mi'il for what grows out of something that was Hegdish, but you're still not allowed to do it. Again, let's see the words of the Mishnah inside. Matirin, they were matir gamzi yashel hegdish, hegdish that was planted and something grew from there. And Chazal said, no, can't do that. Some are goyres, not matirin, but rather matizin. And that means they used to trim or cut branches of trees of hegdish. And their taina was as follows. These branches only grew after somebody was magdish this tree. So when the person was magdish the tree, he meant the tree as is, but things that grow afterwards, that isn't included. Either way, Chazal said, no, this has to be stopped. Now the Gemara tells us that there were different types of trees, actually one type of tree, in the vicinity of Yericho, and Ganovim used to chop them down and steal them. So they went and they said, you know what? It's Hegdish. It's interesting how the Ganovim weren't worried about the Isra of Ganev and Gzela, but they were worried about Hegdish. Okay, that's the first of the three things. The Chazal said it has to stop. The second was the Oichlin, that they would eat, Mitachas and Asharim, from underneath fallen fruit, B'Shabbos on Shabbos. If you found Peiris under a tree on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't know if it fell off before this man, and therefore it's Mutter, or maybe it fell off today and it's Aser. The Anshe Yericho said, well, we find Peiris under a tree, we don't know when they fell, we hold it's Mutter to eat. But Chazal said, no, you can't. Actually, the Gemara quotes from the Baraisa an interesting thing. It was hunger years, and the people of Yericho, they made openings in their fences around their orchards to allow the poor to take fruit that fell on Shabbos. According to this opinion of the Gemara, they thought, well, for the sake of the poor people, it's mutter. But Chazal said, no, there are certain things that we make when it comes to poor people, but there are certain halachas that don't change whether a person's poor or rich. The third thing that they did, the Chazal were maicha. The noisnin peya leyarek. They thought they were actually being machmer. They gave peya from vegetables. Peya is the mitzvah to leave over the corner of your field for the poor people. You don't have to leave the corner of your field if there are vegetables there. Chazal learned the mitzvah of peya applies to things that are gathered for storage. Vegetables are things that you don't store. It has to be eaten fresh. Okay, so what does it bother us if they were more machmir? They wanted to give peya even from vegetables. If a person doesn't follow halacha, even when you try to be machmir, you can make a lot of trouble. Peya is pater on maisres. The poor people think this is real peya. They're not going to separate any trumas and maestras from it. In reality, it's not peya. There's no chiyuv on peya for vegetables. You do have to separate trumas and maestras from it. And therefore, in regards to these three things, umichu biyadim chachamim, the chachamim were maicha. Did the people of Yericho really not know this halacha? Did they not understand that if it's not really peya, there's a problem of trumas and maestras? So the Gemara says that the machloikis really was about certain leaves that were put together with the roots for storage. The people of Yericho held, look, if you put those leaves into storage, together with the roots, so that's something that's machnisa lakiyim, and there is a chi of peya on it. Chazal, however, said, it's true, you put the leaves together with the roots for storage, but lemaisa, the leaves don't stay, they wither away. So there is no chi of peya on it. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah told us about six things that the Anshe Yericho did. Chazal weren't happy about any, but on three they let it go, on three they were moicha. The three that they let go, that they weren't moicha on, they grafted palms the entire day, Erev Pesach. That's palms itself, not that a graft two different types of species, but there were certain types of palms that gave fruit, others didn't. They did the grafting, they did so on Erev Pesach. Chazal were not moicha. They sandwiched the Shema, either they didn't say Baruch Shem, or they didn't have enough kavana and space by Achad. Chazal were not moicha. They cut and stacked their tefillah before the Oimah. Chazal were not moicha, as long as they didn't eat from it. But there were three things that they did, Chazal were moicha. They were matir gamzi yoshel hegdish. According to one pshat, it meant they took hegdish and planted it, and they said what comes out is mutter. Chazal said it's true, there's no mi'ila, meaning the carbon mi'ila and the chaymish, for gedulei hegdish, but that doesn't mean that it's mutter. We had another pshat that was gairis not matirin, but rather matizin, that they would trim off the branches that grew on the tree after the person was magdishin. Also, they ate from fruit that was found under a tree Shabbos, even though we didn't know for sure that it fell before Shabbos. And the third thing is they gave peyah for vegetables. In regard to these three things, Chazal were maicha.